The 11 o'clock hour of Wildian Town
begins now. Okay. So Tausch will be arguing that the Packers should not...
Let me ask you this first, Jason. Yeah, let me ask you this before we get into jury and judge.
You were very eager to do this.
I was eager, but
now I start and now you stop me.
Well, this is a democracy, even though I like to think I get six or seven votes. I only get one. And we saw the note from Adam Schefter about Bateman. And I don't even
know what school Bateman did. Played at Minnesota.
Is it Justine? What was his sister's name?
Yes, his sister
was in,
Justine.
Family Ties?
Yes, Jason and Justine
Family Ties,
Bateman.
Right?
Family Ties, yes, sir.
Great show. Is this Law and Order again?
You
see this deal, and I think we start talking about wide receivers, and everybody, I think, gets scared off a little bit because the salaries for Jay Jettis and for Jamar Chase, and they're big boy contracts. 40-plus. T. Higgins, right around 30. And you start wondering, well, what guy is Green Bay going to pay? And then you see Bateman, who I think is their second. Is he their two or three for Baltimore?
It's definitely not their one. I'll have to look at their depth chart further.
Well, let's say he's like that 2-3, which I think, you know, a lot of us are probably looking at now with Golden in there and with Jaden Reed. I think the goal or what the Packers envision is 1-2, and then who's going to be 3? And who's going to be paid like Bateman? Romeo Doubs has got bigger fish to fry. You feel fairly confident about that. And when you discuss this with Bulaga, I see this deal and I'm thinking to myself right now, if Romeo Doubs hadn't had the stuff happen, with the concussions, again, not his fault. The other thing, it is his fault. I know you can get into all the other things. You have to address it, get in front of it, whatever the case may be. So would Green Bay want that? Would you as a fan want to have a Romeo Doubs locked up with a deal like that? And I would say yes. If this was the type of deal, if Romeo goes out and has another good year, if he's at that 60-70 catches as a 2-3, I'm all right with that. And I have been kind of on the same side as what Blue was saying. I kind of want to move forward. I don't know if I can trust. Like, there's just a lot of things that ramble through my head, too. But when I see deals like this kind of come through the pipeline, you look at it, and I think you have to kind of reevaluate the pecking order of how this receiving corps is going to get paid.
So Rashad Bateman's contract is a little wonky because in 2023 – he didn't report to training camp right away, and he held out.
Okay.
Remember, he was a first-round pick, right? He was one of those guys that there were thoughts that maybe the Packers were going to take him in the 2021 draft, and they didn't. And so by doing that, he completely screwed up his timeline as a first-round pick. It made him ineligible for the fifth-year option.
So what happens then?
So last year he signed, because remember, he only played like five games in 2023. So last year he signs a two-year extension worth only $12.8 million. So now he has this breakthrough season, and the reason why I think this is worth going into, because it's not a Raven-centric show, but he kind of did something that derailed his earnings potential. You know who else did something that derailed their earnings potential?
Romeo
Doubs, right? And so he signed a two-year, $12.8 million deal last year.
Okay.
And now he signs this extension. It makes up for, but it's still, it ain't, he's not getting,
can you help me out on this?
Justin Jefferson money here.
Can you help me out on this? Because was he a first-round pick then with Baltimore?
Yes. Yes, he was.
So, so he plays, he sits out, he loses the fifth-year option. What replaces that? Because most rookies, if you're really good, you do that so you don't get the fifth-year option, but it must be replaced with something worse.
Yeah, but then he played the 23 season, which was his third year. He only played six games in it. He only caught 15 passes, or the 22 season, it appears, according to Pro Football Reference. So basically, listen to his numbers his first three seasons. As a rookie, 45 catches, 515 yards, and one touchdown.
Good start.
2022, he had some injury issues, it appears. 15 catches, 285 yards, two touchdowns. 2023, when he did not report on time, and it messed up the fifth-year option, according to Jameson Hensley of ESPN, 32 catches, 367 yards, one touchdown. So his first three seasons are far inferior to Romeo Doubs' numbers.
Yes.
Last year, 45 catches, 756 yards, nine touchdowns. So he had a big year last year, but he still, because of what he did previously, was not in position for a big payday, but wanted to get some guaranteed money. He gets $20 million guaranteed here. Does that help?
I'm just confused. Not really. I'm confused on what happens when you screw up and lose the fifth-year option. Shouldn't that then make you a free agent earlier at a fourth year? And why doesn't more rookies do that? Why wouldn't Micah Parsons screw up like that and force Dallas to pay him earlier?
You get what I'm saying? I don't know this for certain, but I am guessing that you become something of a restricted free agent or something. Again, I've not seen this happen before, and frankly, Jameson does not get into it extensively in his story on ESPN.
That will be interesting to find that out, because it doesn't happen often. Obviously, if you're going to get paid and picked up that fifth-year option, it means you're a really good player, typically. So my point on all of this was that this contract is below market value for a one or a two. And the question is going to be Romeo Doubs, who I think it's going to be really, really interesting how he settles into this new receiving core. Because you're hearing all the right things. I think he's approaching it. He's talking about what he wants to talk about. I don't have any problem with any of that. And I think his rapport with Jordan Love is pretty good. They've had their connection and all that stuff. How this all plays out in a year where maybe he's having a good year and he's not getting any mentions or any talks with his representatives about staying on, how's he going to handle that? Is this something he would entertain? I would think not, because I'm guessing he views himself as a number one wideout. Stuff like this, when you see a contract like that come down, you start wondering, because Russ Ball looks at this and he's saying, okay,
seems like
if
a pretty
and
good
when
bargain.
That's the case, this might be something that we're looking to do. And then you do that, you're in essence saying deuces to Christian Watson, because there's only so many guys that you're going to give $10, $15 million a year to in that receiver room.
Yeah, I am very curious, too, about how this plays out, but I'm on Team Bulaga. I think that they want to get the most out of Romeo Doubs this season and get a nice compensatory pick for him. Or who knows, maybe we get to the trade deadline and Christian Watson is trending toward being ready to go sooner rather than later, despite my diagnosis and prognosis. Matthew Golden is balling out. Dontavian Wicks has taken a huge jump. Jaden Reed is playing really well. And they're getting some contributions from Savion Williams. And they're like, hey, we've got more wide receivers than we know what to do with. Let's get something for Rome now that'll be better than the compensatory pick we'll even get. Right? I don't know. I don't know what the future holds.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't know what he's going to get paid, so you don't know what his compensatory pick's going to be. But I do wonder if Pittsburgh, and there's been some other teams that it's been kind of rumored, if somebody comes and offers Goody right now a fourth-round pick for Romeo Doubs, is he still going to be at camp?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Let's play some trivia. Jesse, what's today's
third round pick?
Oh, third round pick, he's gone.
Day two? Yeah.
Yep. No doubt.
I think he was a fourth round pick. I think fourth round pick, he might be gone. They got 12 wideouts in the building, guys. And there's, you know, Watson will be starting on either PUP or IR. But Golden's locked. Williams locked. Reed locked. Wicks locked. I would say Dobbs locked. That's five. But that doesn't mean he's got to be locked. That doesn't mean it. If he's going to be the fifth wideout, he ain't going to be happy.
Well, he's on the first snap of team. He has been out there.
Yes,
he is a starter as of today, but things do change in this league frequently. Jesse, what's the category and what caller would you prefer?
I would like to apologize to you guys and Riley Yauch and the group yesterday for not providing Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia when I said I would.
We played Auburndale trivia instead.
I heard. And it would, you know, tough for the contestant, good for everyone else.
I had 3.5 minutes to throw that together. Yeah, I thought it was pretty darn good, actually.
It was. So hand up, my bad. And to make up for it, we're doubling up on Wisconsin geography trivia this week. I have some, I think, appropriately suited Wisconsin geography Thursday trivia questions ready for us to go today.
And not only that, but we've got Big Voice Guy back, which is also good news, which maybe you weren't aware of. But
I was. I'm the one who did that.
Well, thank you for your service.
Yeah,
and thanks.
You're a Big Voice Guy now?
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Vortex Golf.
Rangefinders you can bet on. You can also bet that you'll find great content on the Bucks Plus Audio Network and especially on Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Whether it's the Damian Lillard story, the Brandon Jennings Bucks and Six story, the Olympics and the experiences of Bucks players at that, or behind the scenes with the Giannis documentary, all kinds of great storytelling. You can find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcast. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Trivia is next. Caller.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know
11.
If we said a caller number. Sorry.
Caller 11. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 11 plays trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Slow down on Monday.
Happy to have Big Voice Guy back, as we discovered, thanks to Jesse and his incredible efforts while he was also serving our community as a juror. Time now for trivia.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
Let's welcome in our contestant. He is Matt in West Bend. Matt! How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you guys?
We are great.
Awesome.
Great to hear from you. The category is, once again, Wisconsin Geography Wednesday on a Thursday trivia. Tausch, what's your participation plan here?
Nothing.
Perfect.
All right.
Here we go. Question number one, Matt. It is this. Which of these Wisconsin cities is home to the university, bringing home the 2025 Division III NCAA Baseball National Championship
trophy? I know it. I know this one. I got it.
Is it Whitewater, Eau Claire, or UW-Auburndale?
Whitewater.
Indeed it is. Tom Clawitter, former Major League Baseball pitcher, is on that staff there, if I recall correctly.
Matt Clawitter.
Any relation?
No.
You got any other Clawitters? Ronnie Clawitter.
Who's Ronnie Clawitter?
Anything else? He's my old, I think he taught history, English, Ron Clawitter.
And then he opened a pop-up psychology shop later in his career. Question two, Matt in West Bend, is this. Hypothetically.
Oh, boy.
Someone who works at the New Glarus Woods State Park is called for jury duty in Madison at the Dane County Courthouse. Which direction would that hypothetical person drive to the courthouse from work? All right, so you're going from the New Glarus Woods State Park to the Dane County Courthouse. Would you be driving southeast, northwest, or northeast? And I got to be honest, I have no idea.
What do you think, Tosh?
Wait a minute.
Tosh!
I was just going to say.
Wait a minute.
As much as I'd love to chime in, I can't do it.
If I know anything about the law, we need to wait for Tosh to share his answer until Matt is locked in.
I'll say northeast.
I can't do it.
Northeast, you had a 33.3% chance.
Right.
I have northwest highlighted on my sheet.
I highlighted the wrong one. It is northeast. That is correct. Yep.
Well, you're back in mid-season form, Jesse.
I am sure that I'm not even going to go down that road. I'm sure the jury and everything.
Oh, God.
Details are. I'm not going to go down that road.
This is why I was not the foreperson, so I didn't accidentally highlight the wrong thing on the scorecard when we turned it in.
How does the jury find? We find the defendant not guilty. No, wait, we said guilty. What are you doing?
Just wait a second. I highlighted not guilty and actually was guilty.
Question three, Matt. Let's just move on. Is this constructed in 1859, the oldest courthouse still in use? How did the first question have anything to do with the law
Your experience? It was just Whitewater won the national title yesterday. They deserve some props. Yeah, Warhawks.
All right. Constructed in 1859, the oldest courthouse still in use in the state of Wisconsin. Is the county courthouse in which of these counties? Is it Columbia County, Iowa County, or Calumet County?
I'm going to go Columbia County.
Tosh?
Calumet.
Congratulations, unless Jesse highlighted the wrong one again, you're both wrong. Iowa County is allegedly the correct answer. All right, Matt, so you got 2 out of 3. Based on my paperwork, you only got 1 out of 3, but luckily Jesse corrected that. That means you got 3 of the possible 4 entries into tomorrow's drawing, which Jesse may or may not remember to do. If he may or may not remember to bring the cheese fry helmet of victory with him to the AmFam Championship. We appreciate your loyalty to the show, buddy, and we appreciate you playing, man.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
All right, love you guys.
That is Wildy and Tausch trivia for today. The New Glarus question was tough. I don't know directions very well, so I'm glad he got that one right.
It is southwest of Madison, which means you're driving
it's
northeast.
Definitely west of Madison, and I would say it's south as well. So, yeah.
No?
Yeah.
You're the cartographer on the panel. That, again, Will Diatow's trivia, presented by Vortex Golf, rangefinders you can bet on. The winner of this week's trivia drawing will receive a rangefinder and a swag bag from Vortex Golf. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
In case you haven't gotten enough of Jesse Nelson today, it's time now for Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
It was 4 years ago today. Tausch was there. Jason wasn't. Happy anniversary.
Was Tausch at the wedding?
He was at the reception.
Thank you.
But he was present at the festivities.
Just want to make sure we're being factually accurate.
Yeah. Congratulations to Becca and I on our fourth wedding anniversary.
You actually counted on the radio.
22, 3, 4, 25. Well, it's weird when you do anniversaries and stuff because, like, it's your fourth anniversary, but it's really, like, your third anniversary because you're starting the year. But you don't... Never mind. It's our anniversary today.
I'm not bailing you out on this.
Keep talking. It is also our dog's birthday today.
Now that I can get behind.
Happy birthday to Mo. He turns 2 today. Big year for Mo. Once again, for the second straight year, we are getting together to celebrate the dog's birthday with a few friends, taking him to the nitty-gritty to sit outside, and he gets a couple of dog things, and we get Coors Lights and have a great old time.
And ice cream, clearly, since you...
Yep. They're a partner. It's okay. What do you do to celebrate a pet's birthday? And I'd actually like to ask Tausch first as the non-dog owner.
You better just ask Jason.
No, as a non-dog owner, what do you deem to be appropriate to celebrate a pet's birthday?
This is not my purview. And, I mean, I could sit here and, you know, when we had pets, we were on the farm. Cats did their thing. You guys have heard the stories of Grouch. I didn't need to, you know, put cake and candles out for Grouch.
Grouch would have liked it.
Grouch made their own birthday. They got rats and mice and ducks. That's what pets do. As far as your dog, yeah, go ahead, man. Go have take some little kibby treats with you, or whatever they call that.
Kibby treats. We sing happy birthday. They have a little ice cream, doggy ice cream, or a cake, or sometimes they have to wear a hat.
Do you ever wrap gifts?
Yep, we do. We're big celebrators in our house, for birthdays and stuff. Not necessarily mine or Paula's, but we like to celebrate the girls' birthdays, pets' birthdays. Yep, for sure.
Like to go on vacation without you on your birthday. It's just stuff that happens. No big deal.
Whoa, Nelly!
I'm talking about Jesse.
Go
on vacation without you?
My mom and dad, they are not on vacation, as far as I know, today.
What are they going to... So do you expect them to celebrate your anniversary as big as you did their birthday?
No. I always think, like, an anniversary, I don't ever expect anyone else to wish us happy anniversary. It's nice when people do, but an anniversary is more, like, when I was a kid, I never really, like, I knew when my parents' anniversary was, but, like, that's kind of their thing. That's always been my stance on anniversaries. Like, I wouldn't necessarily go up to either of you guys and be like, hey, Heard it's your anniversary today. Happy anniversary.
Okay.
I don't know if that's
and I'm all right with that.
IPT or not, but that's just kind of how I like your anniversary is special to you. Your birthday is special to everybody because they're celebrating that you exist. Your anniversary is, you know, great. It was your wedding day, but it's more for you two to celebrate.
Okay.
So wait, so you were bothered by your parents not staying home from Las Vegas to celebrate your birthday, but as their only child, you didn't really think you had any role in congratulating them or celebrating their wedding anniversary?
Well, they also got married on Halloween, so like I had candy to go
spooky
get on their
or
yeah,
fluky.
Like I got costumes to wear and I got candy to go get and plans to coordinate with my friends running around the neighborhood.
If you're doing a Halloween wedding, don't you have to dress up in Halloween costumes?
Yeah, you can go.
It's
as
another
like
good
a
question.
Bride and groom.
Good one.
Mm. Whoa, Nelly!
I gotta say, for as strong as the storytelling was from the legal process, we're off to a rocky start to Whoa, Nelly.
Clearly, I have a quota I should reach in airtime each day. NBA Finals start tonight.
In fairness, we've compared to where we were yesterday. Our Brewer interrupted Whoa Joshies have been really bad. Like, we've gotten into stuff that I had no clue how we even get into. And
Whoa,
words I didn't even
Nelly
know. I had to Google and look up, and I'm like, what the hell are we talking about? So,
the NBA Finals begins tonight on ESPN Radio and, of course, on ABC, the ESPN app. The Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers Game 1. Official predictions for the series, Tausch, NBA insider. Who you got and in how many?
Pacers in 6.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a contrary opinion to what the experts are suggesting because Oklahoma City has dominated thus far in the playoffs.
Who are the experts?
Windy.
It's not been a good decade for experts, let's put it that way. I like me being the expert. Me says Indiana in 6. How's that?
Badgers in the Final 4.
Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly!
Jason?
They didn't play in Milwaukee. What do you want me to do? They didn't put them in Milwaukee. They gave them a road game as a higher seed. I don't know. I can't control what the NCAA does.
Okay.
Hey, guys, great season. Go play a great 32 game on the road. Yeah, that's fair. We're going to give the 6th seed a bigger role. Yeah, smart. That's how it should be. Get out of here with that. Ruined a great season that Gardo and the boys put together. You make them go play out on the road. Come on, man.
Big rematch November in Salt Lake, though, for those two. Also a road game. More neutral site than the NCAA tournament was, but still a road game.
You know what, Philly, you had a great season last year, but yeah, you got to come to Green Bay. No, we'll be nice to you. We'll play you in DePere. We're not going to make you go all the way to Green Bay. We'll play you in DePere. That's real fair. Come on, man.
Whoa, Nelly!
Jason, do you have any insights you want to share on the NBA Finals?
Nope.
All right.
Whoa,
we'll wrap things
Nelly
up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Bucks.
And the landscape of today's NBA.
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
Why would you be loyal to an organization? None of your peers are.
Madison's home of the Bucks. 100.5 ESPN.
So we've had a lot of fun today. We're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow as our annual journey to the AmFam Championship, albeit at a brand new course at TPC Wisconsin with a brand new format. I didn't realize that it was like throughout the entire tournament this was a team deal. I thought that was going to be like a quirky little thing they were doing for a day, and it was going to be a separate thing, like a tournament, like the play-in tournament or like the in-season tournament in the NBA. But no, teaming up, a dream team like the three of us. Jesse, did I hear this right? One of your fellow jurors called the show as the show is ending here?
That is correct. So I told you we might have 12 new fans as of yesterday. I made sure.
12 angry people.
I told everybody before we left that we would for sure be talking about this today starting at 9 a.m.
And we did.
A few people wrote down where to listen, where to watch, and one of my fellow jurors has been actively watching on the YouTube stream and called in and said hi. And I asked, did I portray everything accurately? And the fellow juror said, yes, I had done so throughout the course of the day. So we've got it. We got a new one with us.
Were they the ones from New Glarus?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if this person would be comfortable with me sharing anything, so I'm not going to answer any questions about them. Taush.
Okay. Is there a chance you guys get together again? This group. Go have a grab a bite, grab a meal.
Watch Survivor together and judge the show. Or Dancing with the Stars.
So... we're not going to have a reunion tour by any means. There are many, I would expect most of them I will never see again. I would give it a non-zero chance that I wouldn't see, I would see some of them again. How about that?
Bump into them at the farmer's market, et cetera.
I mean, they all know where to find me, obviously. And
will you remember how many of the names of the 11 others do you remember?
Oh, just remember their numbers.
I remember four or five of them right now.
Hey, Juror 6! How you been?
I will remember the four person's name. And the rest of the people, maybe one or two of them by, you know, a year from now, I would remember their names. But right. Very, very great group of people. There were no major arguments. Sure. Great group of people. Sure. Couldn't ask for better.
Because they all liked you incredibly. All right,
and
that's
you,
it
they
for
let
us
you
today.
Take home the pizza. So that was all you needed.
I did get the leftovers.
We will do it again tomorrow live from the AmFam Championship. So be sure to tune in whether you're a juror or a normal fan. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.